days, finding undecided voters in Ohio is as hard as trying to find a $100 bill on a sidewalk. After a week and a half of making repeated pleas on Facebook and Twitter and asking nearly everyone I know, I could only come up with two undecided voters who were willing to sit down and do an interview for this story. Both are realtors in Central Ohio, and both men say they are regular voters. But Don Bush says despite the relentless parade of political ads from both sides on television, he cannot bring himself to decide to vote for either Democratic President Barack Obama or Republican challenger Mitt Romney.
I'm definitely among the undecided, and I'm one that doesn't like the process I've seen the past at least three elections I've been interested in, where the Republicans and Democrats both seem like giant corporations that are going to overwhelm the voters with advertising and shut everybody else out.
Bush says he hasn't heard anything of value in political ads recently.
I don't want to hear any more political ads. I'm sick of them. They say the same thing. And they don't have any credibility with anybody.
Like Bush, Toby Boyce says he's tired of political ads. Boyce says he believes government should live within its means, but he also believes it should help people who cannot help themselves. And he says neither candidate is speaking to those values.
The more I look at it, the more it's like, you know, I don't know. You know, I sat there and I keep going back and forth. You know, traditionally I would lean Republican.
But Boyce says he's not comfortable with Romney. And Boyce says the addition of Paul Ryan as the vice presidential candidate only makes it worse.
Paul Ryan's stances on women, Paul Ryan's stance on everything else. All of a sudden I'm looking in the mirror going, you know, how can you justfully vote for a guy that's taking us back 40 years in different segments of our population? That just scares me.
But Boyce fears he will have to pay more in taxes if President Obama remains in office. Boyce says he doesn't feel like either candidate is speaking to him.
We're hearing a lot of stuff that's all negative, but it's also all about strict base talk. Well, if I'm not in your base, it's almost like you don't want to appeal to me anymore.
Boyce doesn't like his choices, but he says in the end, he will still vote.
So I don't know. I'll vote because it's something I've always done. It's just something I believe strongly in. But I would say in terms of the presidential election, I might throw my vote away and toss it towards some third party candidate that has no chance of winning just because I don't want to support either one of them.
Don Bush is also thinking about throwing his vote to a third-party candidate. He says many people he talks to these days are not voting for a candidate, but voting against one.
People are saying, who are you going to vote for? I say, I don't know. They begin the conversation with, well, I can't stand that candidate A, so I'm going to vote for candidate B. And that seems odd to me, because that candidate B, when the election's over, is going to say, it was a mandate, I won. So my policies will be accepted.
Bush says at this point, he's thinking about not voting in the presidential race at all and just voting the rest of the ballot. In fact, he says he thinks voters should have a none-of-the-above option, so they're forced to vote for someone.
And many people believe that none of the above could win this election.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.